O king, in Gandharva Loka there is king named Chandaveg. Under him there are 360 very powerful Gandharva soldiers. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Time is figuratively described here as Chandaveg. Since time and tide wait for no man, time is herein called Chandaveg, which means very swiftly passing away. As time passes, it is calculated in terms of years. 1 year contains 360 days, and the soldier of Chandaveg herein mentioned represents these days. Time passes swiftly. Chandaveg's powerful soldiers of Gandharva Loka very swiftly carry away all the days of our life. As the sun rises and sets, it snatches away the balance of our lifespan. Thus, as each day passes, each one of us loses some of life's duration. It is therefore said that the duration of one's life cannot be saved. Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Ki Jai. But if one is engaged in devotional service, his time cannot be taken away by the sun. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ayur Harati Vaipumsam Udyan Astanchayan Aso. The conclusion is that if one wants to make himself immortal, he should give up sense gratification. By engaging oneself in devotional service, one can gradually enter into the kingdom of God. Mirages and other illusory things are sometimes called Gandharvas. Our losing our lifespan is taken as advancement of age. This imperceptible passing away of the days of life is figuratively referred to in this verse as Gandharvas. As explained in later verses, each Gandharvas are both male and female. This indicates that both men and women lose their lifespan imperceptibly by the force of time, which is herein described as Chandaveg. So we'll read the translation of further verses. Text 14 says, along with Chandaveg were as many female Gandharvis as there were soldiers, and all of them repetitively plundered all the paraphernalia for sense enjoyment. Text 15 says, when King Gandharva Raja Chandaveg and his followers began to plunder the city of Puranjan, a snake with 5 hoods began to defend the city. Text 16, the 5-hooded serpent, the superintendent and protector of the city of King Puranjan, fought with the Gandharvas for 100 years. He fought alone with all of them, although they numbered 720. Text 17 says, because he had to fight alone with so many soldiers, all of whom were very great warriors, the serpent with 5 hoods became very weak. Seeing that his most intimate friend was weakening, King Puranjan and his friends and citizens living within the city all became very anxious. Text 18. King Puranjan collected taxes in the city known as Panchala and thus was able to engage in sexual indulgence. Being completely under the control of women, he could not understand that his life was passing away and that he was reaching the point of death. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rugunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamcha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो आई ट्राई टू रिपीट what Maharaj says and other devotees says about this verse. about this chapter, about this whole episode, Maharaj gives nice class. So how Narad Muni, yesterday also we heard from Vishwaroop Prabhu, he's trying to preach Prachina Parishad here. So Prachina Parishad is very great king. So, as Prabhuji was yesterday mentioning, they are very used to give orders. They are not used to receive the orders. And they are used to correct people. And they are not used to somebody coming and correcting them. They don't accept all these things. So, but here Narad Muni, he knew that if he directly tells the king that, "O king, you are in Maya," so he may shut his ears, you know, he will not hear anything. He may not kick out the Narad Muni from his kingdom, but he will not hear what the Narad Muni wants to say. So that's why Narad Muni, he is telling all this made up story of Puranjan. And how Narad Muni is telling all this story, and ultimately at the end of this story, Puranjan understand that this is a made up story and this is about me only. That Narad Muni is telling to me that that he has to correct himself, and he has understood the essence of all Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of Krishna consciousness at the end of the story. So so basically this is the this is the quality of a preacher, that he has to see the audience and accordingly he has to give the message. So this is a indirect preaching. So he may use some humors, or he may use some other technique to give the message. Just like Srila Prabhupada tells that how if mother has to give some medicine to a child, so she uses some sweet balls, you know, and she coat that medicine with a sweet ball, and she feeds the child, and child accept that. So here also, Maharaj was mentioning how this indirect preaching, this Pushpa Abhishek, you know, this is a we conduct here for the yogis. They come, so ultimately everything is just chanting of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, beautiful darshan of the deities. But the whole process, in the whole process, they are just chanting and they are just singing and dancing. They never understand that actually this is ultimately their false ego is crushed. It is powdered. They don't understand that. And this is how that medicine is given to these people. So like this beautiful way Narad Muni is instructing Prachina Parishad. So here, this section, the Chanda Veg represents the time. So Chanda Veg means very swiftly passing away. Name itself, Chanda Veg. So Chanda Veg represents the time. Gandharvas, there's that mentioned here, 316 number, there are the days, 360 days. And Gandharvis, this Gandharvis also 316 number. So they are nights. So, and there are white pairs of Gandharvas. This represents the waxing phase of the moon. And black pairs of Gandharvas is the waning phase of the moon. And Chandaveg and his followers surrounded the city. So it means that from birth, every day one's life span is stolen away by time. So as Prabhupada is mentioning, so this time is figuratively described here as Chandaveg. So time is undefeatable in him. And Srila Prabhupada mentions about the shloka from the second canto, Ayur Harati Vaipum Samudyan Astancha Yanasa. So those who are attached to the body, this material conception of life, for them, the time is an undefeatable enemy. So that time is taking away everything from them. Their family, their relatives, their wealth, everything, their youth. So as mentioned here, time passes very swiftly. So time is in the process of taking everything away. And if you ask old people, they will say, just yesterday I was playing with my friends and today I am old. And the youth, he is thinking that, oh, the old age is still far away, you know. So he is engaged in playing. Maharaj says in Janmashtami lecture that when old people, they see watch, this second hand, they see that time is going so fast. And when the just some youth, they see the watch, they see that time is going so slow. You know? It's so slow. So like that. So nature of the world, the law of gravity, everything goes down. So in that lecture, he was mentioning that before understanding Krishna's appearance, we have to understand the nature of this material world. So in this material world, the law of gravity, everything goes down. And everything is consumed by time. And if you neglect anything, and neglect this Brahmaji, he was mentioning of Brahmaji. Brahmaji, for 12 hours he is awake and 12 hours he goes to sleep. And he goes to sleep, and in that sleeping time, whatever he has created, it is destroyed. Just neglect. So neglect means destruction, dissolution. Anything you neglect, it is spoiled. So there are relationships. If you neglect relationships in the family, husband, wife, the father and son, mother and son, all relationships, if you neglect something, it is spoiled. If you neglect friends, that relationship will be spoiled. If you neglect at your job, negligence at your job, then you will be fired up. And if you are employee, you'll be fired up. And if you are an employer, then you don't have anyone to fire. Like that. And if you neglect the spiritual practices, you lose the faith. And if you neglect the sadhana, you lose the enthusiasm in spiritual life. So like that. So basically, how the time is consuming everything. So this principle of time work from the topmost planet of this world to the lowest planet. Everyone is under the purview of time. And that's why Bhagavad Gita says that A Brahma Bhuvana Loko Punaravartino Arjuna, that everyone is under the purview of time. And therefore Prahlad Maharaj says that Komaram Acharit Pragya Dharman Bhagavidanya, that we have to practice this devotional life from the very beginning, so that we don't accumulate more and more material impressions, and we don't have to deal with these material impressions. From the initially, we just practice this devotional service. So identification with body, then we become attached to things related to this body. And that's why there is a term, identity crisis. So people, they identity crisis means they don't understand who they are. So that crisis comes. So basically power of time is in the process of dissolving their egoistic identity. So that is the power of time. So one of the important topic of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence of all the Upanishads, Sarva Upanishad Gavo, this Bhagavad Gita speaks about the five topics: Kala, Karma, Jiva, Ishvara, and Prakruti. So one of the topic is Kal. So this so important, this time to understand. So like that. So in the 14th verse, Prabhupada writes that, Prabhupada mentions about the how these people are engaged, punap punat charvita charvananam. How the one is engaged in sense gratification, he forgets about the time. They are so busy in sense gratification. Just like if somebody is watching YouTube video on mobile, if somebody is addicted to mobile, he doesn't understand how the time is passing. And it goes so fast. You just start with one video and it takes your 1 hour, two hours, 3 hours, you're just watching and you don't realize also. So like that. So Prabhupada mentions about Prahlad Maharaj that he says, puna puna charvita charvananam. The materialistic life means chewing the chewed again and again. The central point of material life is sense gratification. In different types of bodies, the living entity enjoys various senses, and through creating various types of facilities, he chews the chewed. So like that. To puna puna matirna krishne parato svatova. So adanta gobir vishatam tamishram. Because of adanta gobir, it means uncontrolled senses. Therefore, matirna krishne, he will not hear the message. Somebody is telling about Krishna consciousness, the importance of life, he will not listen. Therefore, this Hiranyakashipu, he wants to know about from where Prahlad is getting this Krishna consciousness. He wants to know about that. And then Prahlad quotes that actually the person who is attached to sense gratification, he will not understand. So like that. And therefore, Bhagavad Gita also says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi eke hakrunanda. Bahu shakha yanantacha. Samadhuna vedhiyate. So like that, this one-pointed focus in Krishna consciousness, it will not come if one is attached to sense gratification. So resolute determination for devotional service, that will not take place. So, but what is the process given in Srimad Bhagavatam? That is Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktis. So serving the devotees, serving to the Mahats, Mahatmanas Tumam Partha, Devim Prakriti Mashita, Bhajanti Ananya Manaso, Kyatva Bhutadi Mavyam. So this Mahat Mahatma is, because he has taken shelter of this Devi Prakriti, and after taking shelter, what he is doing? The Bhajanti Ananya Manaso. His with one-pointed attention, he is serving the Supreme Lord. And Gyatva Bhutadi Mavyam. And he knows that Krishna is the source of everything. And he is the Avyaya. He will not destroy by time. Everything in this material world will be destroyed. Vaya. But the things related to Krishna and the Lord, they will not affected by the time. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that whether we squeeze sugar out of the sugar cane with our teeth or machine, the result is the same, sugar cane juice. We may discover many ways to squeeze the juice out of the sugar cane, but the result is the same. So we may try to change different situations. That will not help. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita also, initially Arjuna, he was giving so many reasons because he don't want to fight. When he see the Bhishma and Dronacharya on the opposite side, he was giving so many reasons. But because he don't know the ultimate result, he is not seeing that. And then he just wanted to change the situation. But the situation which he is going to select, that will become the bigger problem. That will create more bigger problem. So that's why the Krishna, there is a need to surrender. That's why Shishyasteham Shadivam Tvam Prapannam, that he takes the shelter. And ultimately, that taking shelter, it is helpful for the that individual also and for the whole society also. So by taking shelter, Arjuna taking shelter of Krishna, that his perspective is changing. Nashta moha smritir labdva karishya vachanam tava. But it is ultimately helpful for the whole society, that the society is receiving this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And in case of Parikshit Maharaj also, he is surrendering to Shukdev Goswami. And what is coming out? Coming the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, ultimately for the benefit of the whole society. So this surrendering process is useful for that individual also. And by that surrendering, my surrendering will help others also. Somehow or other. In some way, it will help others also. So that is important. So like that. So Prahlad Maharaj says, if you want to be happy and not suffer again, then stop trying to be happy. So kandu yanena karayor iva dukkha dukkham. Just this, the happiness of this material world is like scratching the itch. So by influence of time, the enjoyment of this world is like scratching the itch. So doctor will say, don't scratch, but still you will keep scratching. So you have to tolerate this itch. Then how to stop scratching and how to stop from endeavoring from material happiness? So Krishna explains that Param drishtva nivartate. So we must experience something higher and something more ecstatic. So when we experience that param drishtva, then we give up that lower happiness, lower kind of happiness. So like that. So, and that is the path of the bhakti, the positive alternative to all the karmic bondage activities of this material world. And just by accepting those positive activities of the devotional service, that disentangling process starts. So like that. Therefore, instead of adjusting the situation on material condition on our own, one need to surrender to Guru or the representatives of the Guru. And therefore, that surrendering process is required. So, in the 16th verse, Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the 360 days and the 360 nights combine to become the 720 soldiers of Chandavag. One has to fight these soldiers throughout one's lifespan. beginning with birth and ending with death. The fight is called the struggle for existence. Manashashtani indriyani prakrutisthani karshati. Despite this struggle, however, the living entity does not die. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, which verse Prabhupada quoting? Which verse Prabhupada will quote? Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuya. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. So for the soul there is never birth nor death. Nor having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, undying and primal. He is not slain when the body is slain. Na jayate mriyate va kadachi. Actually, the living entity does not take birth, nor does he die, but he has to fight with the stringent laws of material nature throughout the entire span of his lifetime. He must also face different kinds of miserable conditions. Despite all this, the living entity, due to illusion, thinks that he is well situated in sense gratification. So despite, because of this identification with the body. So actually the soul does not die, but actually he is thinking that I am going to die. I am becoming old. I am going to be deceased because of this identification with the body. So soul is eternal. Soul is beyond time, but comes under the influence of time. So that's why this Narad Muni, he is revealing in these pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, how the soul is coming under the influence of time. So how this Puranjan, he is engaged in sense gratification, how he is getting entangled, how he is forgetting about his real duty in life. That is what Narad Muni is mentioning here. That soul is cheated from the true wealth of love of Godhead due to being under the influence of time. So this material world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam, the source of misery, and everything is temporary in this material world. But the eternal soul cannot enjoy that which is temporary, and no matter how much you get, how much wealth you get, how much very nice family you have, the soul will never be happy. Because everything is matter. And soul is Sachid Anand. That's why soul need that ecstatic happiness. And that will come from the process of Krishna consciousness only. That is. So like this. So material world is designed in such a way that one can be reminded about the ultimate goal. Because this body which we have received, it goes through different phases. The body takes birth, it grows, that body stays for some time, it reproduces, it starts dwindling, and then at one place, it will die. So that is the body, and there are various indications in the body. Your hairs, they will start becoming white. Your eyesight start becoming blur. You will not able to hear properly. So this is indication of old age. So these indications are given so that one become alert in life. It is not that you are very strong and stout till the end of life and suddenly you die and there is no alarm. So these alarms are given every moment, every time these alarms are given, so that one can don't blame the God, you know. So you surrender. So like that. So at the end of old age, the senses are also not cooperating. Basically, these senses are this they are the means to extract the happiness from the sense object. And at the end of life, those senses are also not working. So we have to understand this. So this old age reveals the cruel nature of this material world. And along with old age comes the shoka moha bhaya. All this comes together along the way. So relationship material in the material world and spiritual world. What is the difference? In the relationships we have in this material world and then relationship we develop with in spiritual realm or in spiritual society. What is the difference? So we have in this material world we have family and we have friends, various attachments we have, but and little bit neglect with those relationships, what will happen? You will lose those relationships. Maybe we can see before coming to Krishna consciousness, this we may have relationship with so many people outside, but after coming here we don't have those relationships. So their need constant attention. Constant attention is required there. And little bit inattention, you lose those friends, you lose those relatives, those relationships, everything. But in spiritual world, what is required? Chanting. You keep chanting, you are connected. So when Srila Prabhupada, when he was coming from, he was in West, when he was coming to India, so everyone started crying. Prabhupada is leaving. Prabhupada is going to India. He is leaving us. And what Prabhupada said? You chant Hare Krishna and I chant Hare Krishna. And we are connected. So that is the beauty of this spiritual relationships. So you are more rooted in your devotional activities. Your connection with your spiritual master, your connection with other Vaishnavas, your connection with the Krishna, with deities, everything becomes very strong. So that is the difference between the spiritual connections and material connection. So that's why this na jayate mriyate va kadachin, this on the platform of soul, when one is on that level, that spiritual absolute level, there is no bayer. So like that. Another thing is material ecstasy dwindles with the time, but spiritual ecstasy, it multiplies. So like that. So as you become old, that happiness in this material world, what happiness you are getting in the old age, in the youth, that will not get in old age. You will lose that happiness. Maybe you like something to eat, but after few, when you are going to become old, you may not eat so many things. You may have the variety, but you cannot digest that. You know? So that happiness dwindles as in due course of time, as the body becomes old. But in spiritual field, that ecstasy that goes on increasing. You know? So as you become from the stage of Shraddha, you go to different stages in life, you experience more ecstasy. You know? That stage of Bhajan Kriya, stage of Anartha Nivritti, stage of Nishta, stage of Ruchi, stage of Asakti, Bhava, that ecstasy goes on increasing. So like that, it multiplies. So Anandambudhi Vardhanam. So like that. So old age is no impediment in spiritual life. And we see Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, at what age Srila Prabhupada went to West? 70. Like that. So, and there is a beautiful shloka. Iha yasya harir dasya karmana manasa gira. Nikhilashva api avasthasu jivan muktasa uchade. That devotee while practicing his devotional service, he is liberated from this material bondage. So like that. So basically, it is a state of timelessness. He goes beyond time, even while practicing also. He goes beyond time. So that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. And disease doesn't hamper devotee. The time imposes old age, disease, death. It takes away everything. But this disease doesn't hamper devotee also. And we see in case of His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, he has gone through so much pain, but still he is continuing with his preaching. It has not hampered. And I think it is increasing more and more. Devotees, they are taking more inspiration from him, seeing his lifestyle now. In case of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, you know. So at the end of life, he is preaching so vigorously. Just by seeing him, devotees are taking to, they are becoming serious in devotional life. And Chaitanya Kripa Prabhu, he was mentioning about Jankinath Prabhu. So even he was in deathbed, in hospital, he was preaching to the nurse and the different staff of the hospital. So like that. So disease doesn't hamper even devotee in his life. So like that. And that death in the time in the form of death, it takes away everything. But that time cannot take away from the devotee anything. You know? So like that. The treasure of devotional service, that remains with him. So in his next life, if he has completed 60%, 70%, whatever devotional life he has done, it in the next life he start from that onwards. So in the 17th verse, basically the 70th verse mentions about the anxiety of the king and citizens, because he had to fight alone with so many soldiers, all of whom were great warriors. The serpent with five hoods became very weak, seeing that his most intimate friend was weakening. King Puranjan and his friends and citizens living within the city all became very anxious. So all senses, they have become anxious now, because their most intimate friend, that is five-hooded snakes, this lifer, that is weakening. And in the 18th verse, it is mentioned that King Puranjan, he collected taxes in the city known as Panchala, and thus was able to engage in sexual indulgence, being completely under the control of women. He could not understand that his life was passing away and that he was reaching the point of death. So like that. Basically, the king's ignorance, that is mentioned in this 18th verse, how he was ignorant, how the time is taking away his life. So there are beautiful examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Yayati and Devyani. You know? So Yayati, when he was cursed by Shukracharya and he became old, but he was given solution that if you exchange your youth with somebody, then you can again enjoy your life. So like that. So, but that Yayati, there is a mention that although Maharaj Yayati was the king of the entire world and he engaged his mind and five senses in enjoying material possessions, for 1,000 years he was unable to be satisfied. So like that. This is a mention. Shukdev Goswami mentions that Yayati was very much attached to woman. In due course of time, however, when disgusted with sexual enjoyment and its bad effects, he renounced this way of life and narrated the story to his wife that he got and she got. he narrates that story. There is a beautiful shloka he quotes. Yadustyaja durmatibhir jiryato yana jiryate tam trishnam dukha nirvaham sharma kamo drutam tyajat. That for those who are too attached to material enjoyment, sense gratification is very difficult to give up. That yet he is telling to Devyani. Even when one is an invalid because of old age, one cannot give up such desires for sense gratification. Jiryato yana jiryate. Jiryato means he become old. Still, na jiryate. His that desire for sense gratification doesn't become old. It is still young. Therefore, one who is actually desire happiness must give up such unsatisfied desires, which are the cause of all tribulations. Kama dinam katina katito palita durnidesha. So that shloka mentions how one is engaged in serving his lust, his anger, his greed, his serving those in his whole life, but still they are not satisfied. Kama dinam katina katita palita durnidesha. So like that. So time is extremely powerful in this world, and people doesn't realize the effect of time due to extremely attachment in this world. So nature of this material world is, it makes one mad. And because of that, he forgets that passing of time. But we see one who is attached to sense gratification, he forgets how the time is passing. But on the opposite, in the spiritual realm, the devotees, what they say, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he mentioned, yuga itam nimeshena govinda virahene me. That yuga itam nimeshena, that even the fraction of second, that is, it appears like a yuga. It is, that time is not going only. Because of that viraha. Because he is not seeing Krishna. And the gopis, they say, atati yad bhavan ahani kananam truti yugayate twam apashyatam kutila kuntalam shri mukham chate jadau dikshatam pakshma kritrisham ahanikananam. You know, that atati yad bhavan ahanikanam truti yugayate twam apashyatam. Because of not seeing you, that truti yugayate, that 1/1700th of second, that truti, it appears like a millennium. Yugayate. So that is the situation of devotee in the at advanced stage. That is the beauty of that he surpasses that the effect of a time. So and ultimately, after receiving this Krishna consciousness, ultimately our goal is sam siddhir haritoshanam. That whatever we do in Krishna consciousness, that the Lord should be pleased, his devotees should be pleased. Otherwise, na utpada iti atiratim shama eva hi kevalam. Otherwise, it will only the shrama, parishram, like that. So ultimately, the energy has to serve the energetic. That is the principle. So ultimately, the watering the root. Hand cannot serve, just keep on serving legs. Eyes cannot keep on serving the ears. But every senses, they have to serve the stomach. So ultimately, if you water the root, the whole tree becomes flourished, green. So like that. If you feed the stomach, ultimately all the senses, they get their energy. So serving the energetic, all others, they get their energy. So like that. Okay, thank you very much. This is what I'm just sharing, what I heard from different classes. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.